Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we want to go right into beginning a conversation, and hopefully it'll just unfold, you know, as the Lord leads. And I guess you would call it a prophetic conversation, the fulfillment of prophecy. It looks like a lot of things are being fulfilled as we speak, and we're telling you things that have unfolded since, you know, God's just been speaking and sharing. And with some of the things we've shared, you'll hear some things talked about in this conversation about bits and pieces that have been shared. And we'll also try to make those related so you can actually get this whole full conversation to know it dimensionally. But, you know, the Lord says that he does nothing unless he reveals it first to some of his folks, who tells everybody what God revealed and what he's saying and doing. It's Amos. He talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's happening. And the thing about it, he tells us, God loves you, by the way. He loves you so much. Understand this. He loves you so much that he gave his son to have a relationship with you. And his son, Jesus, loves you and him so much that he was willing to lay down his life for you and the Father. And the Father raised his son up from the dead so that you too can be raised from the dead. So just when you hear all this, understand it's based on a loving Father who's saying, listen, I want to gather you to myself. And understand, when we start talking about Ezekiel 38 and 39, it ends with saying, then Israel will know that she has sinned against me and she has done wrong against me and all these different things. But what happens prior to that, Israel turns to God.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes hardships happen in our life to bring us back to a place in God. And sometimes just hardships happen to train us up and give us character. If you run from hardship, you're probably not a person of character.
Right.
And somebody who has a lot of hardship, you're probably a real deep person of character.
That's right.
Or serving time. And then, I was just spending time with the Lord this morning, just soaking and abiding with God. And please start abiding with Jesus. He loves you. He wants to hang out. If you need a plan, we have one at iabide.org. But when I was seeing what's taking place and with Israel and the Middle East and what's taking place with Ukraine and Russia and Putin and President Obama and America and Syria, it could be just overwhelming to you if you don't hear from God. But if we hear from God, God just brings us chaos and brings order to it in your ability to understand. Then he gives us a grace to begin to understand it. But we all know in part and prophesy in part. So I'm just going to share with you the part that I feel like the Lord's revealing to me. You notice that all of a sudden, because Syria had been doing what they were doing for quite some time. They had been, you know, at war. The president of Syria had been doing these different things. But suddenly, you know, our president got involved and he started targeting Syria and said, we're going to deal with Syria. All mm-hmm. of a sudden, it had been happening already. Mm-hmm. And remember, at the beginning of when we chose our leader in America, they had the Russian Navy behind our choice of leader. The whole was the Russian Navy, by the way, which was sitting off the coast of Syria and the coast of Israel all during that time. And so what we noticed was that it was like all of a sudden, you know, the Syria become this, you know, Syria, 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 Syria. I'm going to hit you, Syria. I'm going to bomb you, Syria. We're going to deal with you, Syria, and all these different things, you know.
There's probably about 30 to 40,000 people that have been already killed in this chaos up until this point.
Right.
Really,
nothing was said.
No, not at all. Now there's 100,000 plus.
But so it looks like at that point that's what's going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would have heard organizers of the night versus organizer of the day, you would understand that this is really Alinsky Tactics 101, that those whoever are organizing the world right now.
Yeah.
And so what they were doing was they first had to pick a target, and the target at that particular point, there's been a lot of targets picked, but that particular target was Syria. And then you got to polarize over this target. And so they began to polarize the world over Syria. And the whole world became divided, and that's what that means, polarized. Mm-hmm. And this is what an Alinsky follower would say, and he did say, and we have it down, is against. Mm-hmm. Marshall Gantz, he says, you first have to polarize to organize. And so when you start seeing Alinsky tactics used and you're looking at, you know, methodologies of organizing a people, here's organizing the world, you know, workers of the world unite, that So the target was Syria all of a sudden. And this has been a lot of different targets. This time was Syria. Because we're talking, we're progressively getting to Ezekiel 38 and 39. And so then you start looking at Secretary of State John Kerry replaces former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. And who just traveled the whole world, the most traveled reportedly Secretary of State, potentially and allegedly organizing the world. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that based on our knowledge and what we've learned, and you can find out more at the VFN Torch and listen to every segment and look at the links, the related links, and find out for yourself that President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are brother and sisters. They were both mentored by the same father, Saul Alinsky. Hillary Clinton was brought out of was found in a church thing in Chicago, and I believe maybe the same for President Obama. I don't know at the time, but they worked for him, and she wrote her paper, her term paper, which is still to this day. I'm not going to go into all that, and you can find out about it. But it's obviously they really feel strongly about these kind of tactics, and you know, with that, and the president taught it according to the back cover, I believe, or anyway, the Chicago Tribune. Yes. For 4 years, he taught it for him, Saul Alinsky, is possibly on the payroll. But so that these tactics, and you would think, well, hey, if they work. But the problem is with the Alinsky tactics, Saul Alinsky dedicated his 13 tactics to Lucifer. He dedicated mm-hmm. to Lucifer. I mean, that alone is like, okay, hey, you know, it was sounding pretty good, but I just can't use tactics dedicated to Lucifer.
Right.
And so, but what happens is you first have to pick a target, then you have to polarize over that target and divide people over. And so everybody, the whole world became divided over Syria. And it's just understand, don't lose your head over the fact that the mobs, that the people just are easily organized. That's why you have to be very careful as a Christian that you do like Paul and you do not use any enticing words or any fancy stuff to convince somebody to follow Jesus. You only share with them the gospel and the power of the cross so they make a decision to follow Jesus and not you.
Right.
Refuse to manipulate folks because the human nature, probably the sin nature, you know, just wants it through the flesh versus believing God for the spirit. Mm-hmm. So you have to be very, very careful, but just realize I was going for a long time crying out, what's wrong? Why are we so easily, you open a brand new gate and all the cattle goes right through it. And then the Lord just began to reveal to me what I spoke about for quite some time, called children, organizers of the day versus organizer of the day versus organizer of the night, organizers of the night. And it's about the Alinsky methodology. So they did. They picked a target. Target was Syria. But after they polarized to organize, they shifted everything. And Secretary John Kerry was chosen. God spoke to me very specifically and show me the outcome is not going to be good. Understand this. I'm just telling you what I believe the Lord is saying, that we know in part and we prophesy in part, but this is the part I'm telling you that I feel like the Lord's revealed to me, and what He showed me specifically is that what John Kerry is doing, and he's not. I don't think it's his plan. I think it's a whole crew that wants to organize the world,
right?
And he's part of that, you know. But what he's doing is going to cause pain on Jews and Christians. It's gonna minimize Jews and Christians on if it's successful. It's gonna in other words, like, yeah, I remember that. Wasn't that like
He's the front man.
He's the front man for it. And he went over there and threatened, and you can hear it on VFN, go to the VFN Torch or VFNTV.com and hear it and see it. But he said openly to Israel, do you want another intifada?
Yeah.
He was like, you're the Secretary of State for America, not Palestine. And he threatened, and it was amazing. It was like, oh my goodness, we're fixing to get whacked now. But the Lord showed me, and I said, he was going to come live on television, and he was going to speak to the world. And the whole world leaned in to listen, because the organizers of darkness, children of the night, are, and I remember I said, This is when it's going to happen. He's going to speak, and it's going to be speaking at 106. 106. And that's what the Lord told me, gave me that number and mm-hmm. when he spoke to me in that night vision. And that's exactly right. Is that not right?
Exactly what happened.
And he came on and he began to just say, and what he did was he began to target something. He targeted Syria. You have to understand it. You know, when you read about the Alinsky tactics and you can find about it, it's a bipolar type thing. It doesn't, you have to be void of any, it doesn't matter what you're doing. As long as you're targeting, polarizing and organizing, because you're moving people to places. And so the goal was not obviously to stop Syria from doing what they're doing, because that went away. But what were they trying to organize? Well, I can't tell you what was in their head or their mind. And maybe they can't either, because when you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, God says, you know, I will make a thought come into your head to cause you to do something stupid, basically. Right. And so God's fulfilling his prophecies and different things that are going on. And men just think that's their idea. But out of nowhere, remember the Russian fleet now. The Russian Navy fleet was like 30-foot picture behind the choices of our leader, wherever the DNC was, North Carolina. And I mean, we're choosing the leader of America mm-hmm. while we have the Russian Navy, a whole fleet of the Russian Navy, behind our choice of leader. There are no such things as mistakes on those sets. There could be on the road you make mistakes. Yeah. Followed by, you know, I'll have more flexibility after this election. I'll transmit that to Vladimir. And which is Putin. And so President Putin, so now you're looking at the whole world stage is set. Remember, we talked about the G20 and how the president was not only 15 minutes behind. He was like 30 minutes behind all the other nations. He, for whatever reason, you know, he did not walk out with the rest of the nations. He came trailing the other nations. And God is shouting to us that you are being humbled. I am humbling you. And you're going to be last if you don't wake up, America, the church in America, for what's going on. We're talking prophetically, trying to see what's unfolding, kind of get it's not enough to know the news. We need to know what to do with the news that we know. And we're talking how it looks like the world's being organized for a strategy here, obviously a dark strategy, but even though you know, men conspire against God and God's plan, God laughs, and but we as men don't. We're like, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, Lord, but we pray. And so we look at, as I was talking about, so you're looking that Syria was targeted, the world was polarized over, and everybody had an opinion: attack, don't attack, rescue, go over there, get those people, do this kind of thing. This is the terrible thing about it, too. Is the fact is, did these people who were doing the organizing facilitate the use of gas on those children and those women so mm-hmm. that they could do something and target cause us to do? Can you think about it? Because it's evil. It's just so evil. Well, here mm-hmm. was military. Here was the Secretary of State John Kerry coming up. He spoke exactly when, you know, God was laying on my heart when he was going to speak. Told me when he was going to speak, the time he was going to speak, and that his goal, if his plans are fulfilled, it's not going to be good for the church and for the Jews, that Christians and Jews will be minimalized. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
If not pulverized.
Wow.
And let's say he doesn't like the Jews and Christians. So then they organized, and think about this. So then they got everybody targeted now on. We're trying to understand prophecy. So this is what you're watching on your news. So all of a sudden it's like Syria. And that just excited the Arab League of Nations. And they became polarized over the whole issue. And they're like, yeah, we don't want these guys shooting off these chemical weapons and killing us. And all of a sudden you had the entire, almost like 500 million Muslims with maybe 21 different Muslim nations that united, which is a real difficult thing to do, but they united around this particular cause, and they were ready to stand with America, who were saying that we were going to deal with Syria, which that's kind of typical. That's what happens in the history, and America's history was America would take the lead in doing something that's positive, and people would get with America, and we would go do it together. But the strangest thing happened once things were targeted. When things were polarized, when everybody got on an agreement with America dealing with it, our president takes this entire polarized, okay, everybody's on the right, this side, not the right side, but this side, and just hands it over like a football to this president called Putin, and he turns over the entire, based on the news reports, he turns over the entire Arab League over to Gog, over to Rush. He turns them over. It's like, where did that come from? You know, how in the world, I'll transmit this to Vladimir. I'll have more flexibility. That's some serious flexibility turn the unity and the effort and the knowingness of America that would come in and do some positive things for to help humanitarian reasons and all, that all of a sudden when they united and they were polarized and they came together, we just passed it off. We could have actually said, let's do something positive here and, you know, stop this massacre taking place in Syria. Instead, he just passed the football to the one that he said, I'll transmit to him that I'll have more flexibility. That's some huge flexibility to turn over the enemy of Israel, the entire enemies of Israel, who the radical Islamists, not everybody, but the ones who want to push Israel in the sea, the people who read the Quran and follow it to its T, that we just turn them over to Gog, to Rush. And so that's what we're talking about, Ezekiel 38 and 39. I feel like, as I was just praying this morning, that we could be on the verge of that prophecy being fulfilled. It's because, so all of a sudden, we just hand over, I mean, it's on the news, like, we weren't even ashamed to do what we did, and turned over the enemies of Israel to Russia, who is friends with Persia, which is Iran, who says this is what they're going to do, while we're giving Iron Curtain to Turkey, which potentially could be, and nobody really knows, but it could be Gomer. But it says that they're going to come from the north. Well, that's, you know, the north, it's like a cloud from every angle over the mountains. And so we're looking at, potentially, things are being set up now, where all of a sudden, and you can't say God hadn't given certain folks these thoughts, because they're saying it all the time. We want to come over you and push you into the sea. We want to remove you from the face of the earth. And so they're already thinking this, those that are negative in the context of that. And so here we are. You have to polarize to organize. So you polarize, you organize to polarize, you polarize to organize, Marshall Gantz said, which is one of the leaders in our current president's campaign when he was running. He says, then you settle. And the settle aspect of that Alinsky tactic is, okay, we settle with, okay, they're okay now with Putin taking this thing because they thought they were going to have to go to war. It looked really, really bad. But now they backed off. And whoever thought it would have been okay. But when you make it look so bad that your sons and daughters are going to have to go fight in Syria and the Middle East, and then back off and say, well, just hand this to Putin and just let him handle it.
Right.
And so it was just very interesting that that the Muslim nations had no problem with that. No problem with that at all. So in the context of that, that you're seeing, okay, that happened and everything just kind of calmed back down again. Syria's still doing what they were doing. And the very ones who acted so concerned, including Secretary of State John Kerry, he's not even talking about Syria. Mm-mm. He is talking against Israel in regards to, he's saying, you don't want another intifada, which is people rising up against Israel. That's what he's saying now. It's like, oh, so there's another polarization taking place. But this is my concern. This is what I was going to want the Lord laid on my heart. Because now we're starting to hear, obviously, about the Ukraine. We're hearing, you know, Russia's coming in, Gog, the leader of the Middle East concerns for the Arab League, who we handed leadership to, is coming down trying to take leadership over the Ukraine. But if you look at it, that's actually part of, you know, based on many studies, that's part of Gog, that's part of Rush, you know, because it was one time part of Russia, but then it came out and he's wanting it back in Gog. But the whole thing is everybody's looking at the Ukraine while Gog, everybody's looking at the right hand, but you should be watching the left hand, because if you got 500 million united Muslims with a percentage of those, not every one of them, but a percentage of radical Islam in that, who wants to push Israel into the sea, who has Persia, who is friends with Russia, who's getting their nuclear energies and their ideas and all from Russia, you know, it's like things are being set up right now where this suddenly is going to take place. And you got to hear about this. We're going to talk about it in our next program, but we're going to talk about Ezekiel 38 and 39 because it's like things are being set up for that. And I got good news for you. God is going to win. Israel's going to survive, but Israel's eyes are going to be open knowing the reason why we're here, the reason why we've been gathered, the reason why we haven't been destroyed is because God exists and he's the one that's protecting us. We are excited about sharing this prophetic word that we began to share in our previous program. If you missed it, you got to catch it. We're talking about the Middle East and Russia and Ukraine and what does all this mean taking place and focusing on the Middle East. But all of our attention's being taken over to the Indian Ocean with this missing Malaysia aircraft. Everything's being taken over to the east, you know, with further east than the Middle East with Ukraine and all that. But we back up a little bit. In recent reality is that the Middle East has been organized. It has been organized. You know, we talked about earlier in an earlier program, and if you haven't yet heard program, it's totally available for you for free. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch. It's called Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day. There's men that like to organize for their own dark reasons and their own self-gain, but then there's the Organizer of the Day, which is Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know, I'm recently just, you know, working through a study of India. And you just see all kinds of organizers of the dark there that has happened over 1,000 years, and this, you know, twisting men's desire for God and all these different things taking place. But right now, if you heard the earlier program, you know, the Middle East is being organized. Mm-hmm. It has been organized, and just basic Alinsky tactics, and I guess you would call it just, you know, people are easily, easily led, and that's why we have to. Yeah, that's why we have to. As Christians, we should all be abiding with Jesus Christ. We should be spending time with Him, and so when you're with other people who profess to be Christians or profess to be doing something good, that you're already hearing God already. So you're hearing His voice. You're in His Word. You're reading the Scriptures. So that you're able to say with authenticity by saying amen,
right.
Which means that's exactly right. That's what God's word says. And we all know in part and prophesy in part. But right now, man, this thing about Ezekiel 38, 39, he says, this will happen. The question is when will it happen? And it's like at this moment in time, the whole world appears to be being organized and everybody's just kind of following suit. And it boils down, you think about it, people say, well, I have a job. Will somebody take care of me? Well, I won't have to worry about anything. That sounds like utopia to me. And so all of a sudden you have that whole big government thing coming, world government thing coming in. Because I was just recently looking again over the headlines, the prophetic headlines for John Paul Jackson, which we're going to, as a matter of fact, I want you to hear right now. And I want you to remember this because prophecy is history in advance. And when John Paul Jackson began to hear from the Lord, these words begin to be fulfilled, but they have not all yet been fulfilled. And what I'm talking to you about the Middle East, it lines up exactly what's taking place in the world. As a matter of fact, listen up right now, John Paul Jackson talking about the perfect storm prophecy.
The Lord began to speak to me the message that I'm about to bring to you several years ago. But in June of this past year, 2008, He began to push me to speak about it in several conferences here in the United States and abroad. I have been praying and hoping that what I'm about to speak may be averted. However, I'm now concerned that without people speaking up, the church will not play its redemptive part in bringing the necessary change to this nation and the world. It involves five different elements: religion, politics, economics, war, and geophysical events. Massive problems in these five areas will come often and in combination and sometimes repeatedly. Each element has potentially several elements that will have national and international ripple effects. Some ripples will be worse than others, depending on where you live and how you make your living. These things happen when righteousness fails to rule. God wants this nation to be everything it's called to. He loves this nation. He loves America. He loves you. But he can't let us keep on the path that we're on because we're not following the dictates of why we were created in the very first place. The church has to become a living light again. The church has to become something that is a change agent in this earth. It's time for us to think seriously about what's going on. Jet streams are seemingly going to go wild to weather forecasters and cause major weather shifts. There will also be tornadoes in unusual places, and water from some of your faucets will be more expensive than oil. When President Mubarak in Egypt is no longer the leader of Egypt, a new terrorist leadership will take his place. Pakistan will end up becoming a harbinger of terrorists. We are going to see the worst riots in history. We need to declare sacred and solemn assemblies of repentance and corporate fastings in many parts of this nation and beyond. This is not a time for fear. This is not a time for sorrow. This really, really is a time for those who know their God to do great exploits. Trust Him. Believe in Him. Live for Him. Draw close to Him. And you're going to find that He will draw close to you. It never fails. Don't make God too small. You can never make Him too big. This is John Paul Jackson saying, God bless you.
You can find out more by going to VFNTV.com on the front page and finding out more about the perfect storm and see these headlines. But we're seeing these things fulfilled. I mean, think about, you know, Pakistan being a harbinger for terrorists, right? Well, this was spoken out by the Lord before they went and killed
Mubarak.
No. They went and killed SEAL Team 6. Went and killed
Bin Laden.
He said Pakistan would be a harbinger for terrorists.
That's where they found him.
Yeah, it was in Pakistan. And of course, Mubarak went down, and you look at the Muslim Brotherhood rose, and all. But a lot of that word hasn't been fulfilled yet.
Right.
The other is that we would become so, our economy will be so stressed that we'll bring our military home. They're bringing home left and right. More cuts. We went from 10%, I believe, to 3% of our budget being spent on military, something of that nature. We cut NASA out. We've cut all these different things out. And everything that God said is coming to pass. So we have to understand that this is happening because the church's light has been going out. We got to repent. And hopefully John's going to be sharing with us soon what the Lord's been laying on his heart, which will bear witness with you, because repentance comes before refreshing.
That's right.
And we don't, everybody says, we need a move of God. And God's going, it's yours anytime you want it. The key to it is repentance. And so we're looking at the Middle East now being organized. And as we're talking about in the earlier program, and so this is part of what's taking place. The whole world is being strategized and organized by people that really see how they can manage the world. This probably blows their mind, unless they had a part of it, that this Malaysian aircraft went down and they can't find it because they thought they could track everything. But by the way, the Lord specifically took me in a night vision and showed me that they will soon be able to track the center of the ocean, and it will be live. He showed me exactly every bit of that. And I was like, even in the middle of the ocean, they could see, not just a beeping noise, they could see us. I don't know if that's a future technology or if it's now and they're just not using it. I think it's a future thing because they'd probably, you know, go look for it. But visually, you have to visually see it. But they, I mean, the Lord showed me very specifically that they took me, and you know, it was just what God does. And so here we are. You're watching the Secretary of State and whoever's behind all that. And it's not really, truly, the Lord laid on John's heart early on before any this happened, even our current president was in office, that he was going to be president. But this whole thing behind him was setting him up. They were using him to fulfill their agenda. But in politics, you know, everybody appears to be using everybody. People just want to know, do I get what I want? And except for the church should not be using anybody. As Christians, we should be following Jesus and allow him to use us for his glory. And so then you have, so you saw the Arab League, as we talked about in the earlier program, being polarized and organized, and they got behind the United States. They were ready to do something. We're talking about Arab League is like the United Nations of Muslims, you know, the Muslim nations. I mean, you got 21 Muslim nations, I believe, maybe more, and half a million 500 million Muslims who said let's deal with Syria.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we pass them off. Our president passes them off to Russia, to Rush, to Gog, to President Putin, the one whose military navy was on the fleet, was on the screen behind our choice of leaders in North Carolina during the DNC, and who openly said, and I really don't think there was a mistake, you know, because you got to understand, if you're organizing the world, you've got to get these sound bites out there so people know, you know, those that are being led by the same spirit know that, hey, you know, I'll have more flexibility after the election, and I'll transmit that to the president of Gog, of Rush. Yeah. So, okay, so imagine this. Now we're talking about unfolding a prophecy, and you can hear all of it in its entirety at VFNTV.com. So then so the Middle East outside of Israel was turned over to the Russian president. Mm-hmm. And openly, you know, surprisingly, the Muslim nations said, cool. They just went with it. Because they were ready to finance us going in and dealing with, they were going to pay for us to go in, and we didn't take that up. And so now that happened, and now everything dies back down, everything gets quiet again, and everybody goes to sleep. Just move on, they're sleeping.
Right.
And so then you're watching after the Olympics and this big, huge, expensive presentation of something that's not really real, based on reports of their economy, that... you go in there and you start seeing President Putin come in and begin to try to take Ukraine. And now everybody's focused on Ukraine. Ukraine was originally a part of Russia, part of Gog. And he's wanting to take it back. Well, everybody now, the one who was given the Middle East, outside, the enemies of Israel, control over and leadership of them, is now distracting us as we're looking over here at Ukraine, just going like, that just seems so... bipolar.
Right.
Well, that actually is the definition of a Alinsky tactic.
Yeah.
That it doesn't make sense, and it doesn't have to make sense. And Marshall Gantz, as we reported, and him talking himself, says it has to be an organizer has to be bipolar. They have to be all over the place. If everybody starts joining you here, you got to go there. And so now you have President Putin over here trying to take over a country while we are just going, well, I'm not going to show up at your meeting if you don't. That was the original threat. I'm not going to show up at your meeting. The very one that was lagging an hour behind when the G20 was held by Putin. and understand these organizers of the night, they know what's going on. It's just the church has to wake up. We have to wake up and understand this is what's happening. And our God is more powerful than any of this.
That's right.
But we first, for the time of refreshing, we're going to have to repent and come back to the Lord in his ways. And understand, so now, and this is what the Lord's laid on my heart, everybody now is looking at the Ukraine, and look what happened. We sat back and allowed the very one that we gave the leadership of the Arab League to, 500 million Muslims, 21 possible Muslim nations, the enemies of Israel, some of them, not all of them's enemies of Israel, it's just some of them. So the radical Islamic aspect of it. Not Muslims are not the enemy of Israel. And God loves Muslims, and so do we. That's not what we're talking about. And not even talking about people who follow Islam. We're talking about people who are radical. They every part of the Quran, they're saying, you know, destroy Israel, destroy the Jew, destroy the infidel. That crew.
Yeah.
So, and as a matter of fact, there's a big move of God right now in the northern parts of Africa where many, many Muslims are getting saved. And they're seeing Jesus, and he's showing himself mighty to the point where the church is getting jealous, thinking, wait a minute. you know, but that's what it's taken. And it's just really cool how much God loves Muslims. Yeah. And so in this, so here we are looking at and setting back while we're watching. We have a weakened military, reportedly, based on what the reports are. Some of the reports are that our military went from 10% of our gross national product expending on it to 3%. We're pulling NASA, which is our ability to see things, satellites, and exploring the spaces. They even pulled down the four blood moons for a while. There was a great protest. Brett Holderbaum was explain that to me, that those reports of that they had to put it back up again.
Wow.
It's important because when I get back from this break, I'm going to tell you something that I believe the Lord is showing to help us understand, get a better grip of what's taking place. And as if that's not enough, that's what they said they wanted. Now they're wanting to come in and take over. They're surrounding it. And so it's like, it's never going to be enough. You can never satisfy people who are held captive by the Lucifer to do his will. I mean, you're never going to satisfy them. You just got to be cold, bold and confident and right. say this, you know, don't take my
stuff
or tear down this wall.
That's right.
And so in the context of that, he is now keeping our attention, the one who has this leadership in the Middle East over here and further than the Middle East, further east, has our attention over here focusing on Ukraine, doing something like, what are you doing to Ukraine?
Right.
And everybody's looking there while everybody's forgot about it, appears, what's taking place that we, our own Secretary of State said, you don't want to see another intifada, do you?
Hmm.
It's like, and since those words, you know, we barely know English,
right?
That we don't understand what he really said. You don't want the people that hate you to come and start throwing rocks and stones and right. bombs and missiles at you, do you? I mean, that's like, that's what happens it's on the school
threat.
Playground.
It's a threat.
It's a serious threat. And, but you don't, I mean, you're not threatening, you're threatening the apple of God's eye when it's doing that.
Careful, careful.
And so you say, well, how could this happen? And this is so important to understand this, that the Satan's into bipolar narratives. In other words, if you have a narrative that says yes, he will take that very same lingo and that vocabulary, and he will use it as a no. Because so many people that work off their own wisdom and their own logic, and they think just because you understand it, everybody else is stupid because they don't understand it. Mm-hmm. But one day they will understand it. And it's like, no, you have to understand their minds are blinded by the God of this world. It's not based off your logic. You know, God just frustrates the intellect of the intelligent and all that. You know, he's just so far beyond your mind. And so in the context of that, you think about this. If you read the Quran, if you read the parts of the Quran that talks about, you know, they have a bipolar negative, they have a total negative print or a bipolar narrative of the revelation of Christ, where, you know, we know that the beast will come out of the ground and he will put a mark on everybody's head. And we go, well, that's Satan, you know, and that's, the mark's not good.
Right.
Well, you have to understand. So then, and the worst lie all is a religious lie. So be careful for those, because all of a sudden now you have Islam, we have the Quran. The Quran saying that the beast will come out of the ground, but the beast is actually a good thing. And the mark proves that we're right. And this guy, Jesus, has to come back and repent, and he will come back, but he'll have to repent for calling himself the Son of God.
Mm.
And so that's why they'll make war because they believe that they're buying into the lie. And that's why it's so important. Listen, 81% of the church in America don't even pick up your Bible. I mean, think about how many lies you're actually held captive by right now, because you don't even get in the truth, the word. And only 3% out of that 19% that read it are the ones that actually apply it to their life, according to George Barna's statistics.
Right.
And so you got to be real careful, because the same language will be used. And so that is a bipolar negative, and that's what happens in these things. And so you look at when you're seeing what's taking place right now, we are on the verge of beginning 15 months of the four blood moons.
Mm.
Understanding that you're thinking, well, obviously, you know, this is going to be finished. Nobody's going to do anything. No, you'll find potentially there's a bipolar negative that says these four blood moons is a sign that we're finally going to be able to push the infidel and the Jew into the sea. And we're finally, you know, our Iman or whoever's going to come out of the ground, you know, whatever.
Right.
But there's some other narrative going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't say, well, you know, the four blood moons will answer for us. No, he will grab that. Satan will take that and make it. I mean, you think about this. And in India, they have one of the gods that they worship there, and they have tons of them. But one of them is called the King of Kings.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like they just take the narrative of true King of Kings,
right,
and they use it. So you got to be real careful. So don't think these four blood moons is going to solve everything. I really believe it's going to be the thing that begins to cause the enemies of God, you know, to be fueled up. And see, there's our sign. So why in the world would they try to pull the four blood moons off of NASA's, reportedly off of the NASA's website? Because that's their sign versus the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they feel like they're getting all hyped up. Because look at it. This whole thing is being organized over there. You have Israel totally surrounded. You have the West Bank, which is really Israel. And they call that the West Bank, by the way, because Jordan tried to take it over, and they call it the West Bank of Jordan. Mm. But it's not the West Bank. It's Israel. It's like Samaria and Judea.
Right.
Judea. And so it's important to be able to understand what's going on. And so we could be at the very edge of Ezekiel 38 and 39. And so these four blood moons that are it's a 15-month time period. And remember this, they began with disaster and end with deliverance. They began with tragedy. Well, we're going to talk about in our next program in more detail, reading right through Ezekiel 38 and 39. Understanding this is a huge tragic thing all of a sudden, that as they're making plans to come in and come against Israel, earthquakes begin to happen and fire begins to happen and tragedy, so much tragedy comes against those who tries to come against Israel. It's going to take them 7 months to bury the bodies to prevent the land from being contaminated and 7 years to burn the weapons. Well, think about Syria. That's the biggest stockpile of chemical weapons in the world. Mm. And now you think about they'll come in like a cloud, as they'll be talking about in Ezekiel, from the north. And you think about Gog. There's Gog. There's Persia. That's Iran. They're close, tight friends right there. You got Syria. That's right there where Russia has its bases, right there in Syria. That's why they didn't want to interfere with what's happening in Syria there. And all of a sudden, and also you're looking at Kush and the other southern areas of, I mean, they're getting ready to do this thing, it looks like. While everybody's looking at the right hand over here in Ukraine, they're looking out in the Indian Ocean out here for the Malaysia aircraft. Right. It's like, right, something's wrong here. Why all of a sudden, and we're moments away from the beginning of four blood moons, listen, we have to watch and pray so that we do not fall. It's time for us to turn our hearts to Israel and begin to pray and quit thinking logically. Think in faith. Begin to get in the Word of God and find out what God's Word says and say, that's who I'm going to follow. I'm going to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. And understand this, when the blinders come off of the Jews, when they see the goodness of the Messiah and Yeshua, that the end day for the Gentile, the non-Jew who'd become a believer, could very well be over. I don't know. But once the full number is over, I mean, that's it. Once the dispensation of grace. And so I just want to encourage you, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, today is the day. Find out how we made him the Lord of our life at meetmyfather.org. That's meetmyfather.org. Because we want to be alert. We don't want to be found left wanting.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden a hand appears on the wall and said, the writing's on the wall. You've been waiting left one here.
All right.
Find God, out your name.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right. P-A-T-R-S.
Oh, my.
The, anyway, so think about this. So this is like amazing. This is taking place right in our eyes. So we need to pray for Israel. Don't forget about praying for Israel. Find out more about that at VFNTV.com. We want to go right into understanding. And this, and if you missed the earlier programs, you need to catch them. It'll still make sense to you as we're talking about it. But you need to go to the early programs to get a paradigm understanding of all the things that got to this point of why it just feels like this is going to be that moment, any moment this can happen, unless the Lord doesn't want it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at Ezekiel 38, and Steve and John will just join us in the context of reading that, and then I'll just stop as we're going. But when you hear Gog, think about Russia. And President Putin, which we've been talking about, who is now coming into the Ukraine, who's taking over the leadership per being handed the leadership by our president of America, of the United, the Arab League, over 500 million Muslim, 21 nations. And we've sent Iron Curtain to Turkey, which very well could be Gomer, but nobody really knows if that's Gomer or not. But rest assured, right now, they say, we don't have a chance to talk about it now, but CBN News is reporting that they're flipping over to an Islamic nation government as they're replacing, which is fulfills what's happening, what we're talking about. So in the context of that, that when you say, is this the fulfillment then of Ezekiel 38 and 39, mm-hmm. where it's prophesied that God's going to show himself mighty by dealing with the enemies of Israel? And what's really encouraging, because you see so many people blaspheming God. I mean, you see Christians who have not even bother them to go to hear God's name used in vain.
Right.
I'm like, do we even know him? Mm-hmm. And what you see here, this is what God says. He says, I'm going to deal with those who've used my name in vain here in 38 and 39. Just so you know, that's how he feels about it. And so look at Ezekiel. If you could pick up right here, and we'll just start reading through and just kind of pause and talk about it. And think about Gog. Think about Russia. Russia, when you're hearing about Gog in verse 30, verse 1.
The word of the Lord came to the Son of Man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. Prophesy against him and say...
This is important what he's saying here. Even though the enemy looks like they're the ones about to do something terrible to Israel, it's actually God has set his face against the enemies of Israel. Mm. But notice this. When you start seeing your enemy rise up against you, it could be God about to deal with your enemy. Because he's setting his face against the very ones that thinks they're setting their face against Israel.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So don't be all, you say, wait, my enemy's rising up. It's like, they're about to be gone. Mm-hmm. God's about to deal with them.
Get ready.
So set your face against him. What does he say?
This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks in your jaws, and bring you out with your whole army, your horses and your horsemen fully armed, and a great horde with large and small shields, all of them brandishing their swords. Persia, Cush, and Put.
Okay, you have to understand it's Iran, potentially Libya, and Put. So
we'll be there with them, all with their shields and helmets. Also Gomer,
which is possibly Turkey,
with all its troops, and Beth and Togarmah from the far north with all of its troops, the many nations with you.
Okay, so you're looking at, okay, first of all, we have the Arab League of Nations, which is approximately 21 nations. Mm-hmm. You're looking at some of the ones we talked about. That's what you're looking at. It's just like the fulfillment. And he says, all the nations around you will be a trembling cup, and they're coming in. But understand, God has put this in their heart now because he's dealing with them. Understand that he's dealing with the enemies of God, and he's going to use that to show himself to the apple of his eye that he's God, and above him there's none other, and that their eyes are going to see. The reason why we have all this great fruitfulness and we're so blessed, it's strictly because of God. Because you look at Israel now, Israel is very secular. It's very, anything goes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, well, we need to pattern ourselves after Israel. No, we need to pattern ourselves off the word of God and understand that Israel's perspective is going to change in Ezekiel 38 and 39.
That's right.
It's going to change. That's what's going to happen at that point. And so, Steve, can you pick up there in this first verse?
Get ready. Be prepared, you and all the hordes gathered about you, and take command of them.
Okay, think about this. Get ready, be prepared, and all the hordes will gather about you and take command of them. Well, what happened? We just saw the president of Russia, what? Get them all ready.
Take command.
Take command. And he took command of the surrounding nations that we're talking about in the word. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at the fulfillment of this prophecy. So, and he took it. And now he's trying to take command of everything, you know. And but we're looking, if you see all the pieces and hear the earlier programs, we facilitated this. We helped with whoever's facilitating. America played a significant role and is playing a role in the context of this, which is not good. So, you know, it's important to see yourself as a Christian and a follower of Jesus Christ, loyal to Jesus first. And a byproduct of that, if you're in America, is, you know, God allowed America to stand. But the church is all over the world. Mm-hmm. So our loyalty is to Jesus Christ. And God will let us keep our nation if we remember that it's a nation. So, okay, Steve?
After many days, you will be called to arms. In future years, you will invade a land that has recovered from war, whose people were gathered from many nations to the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They had been brought out from the nations, and now all of them live in safety. You and all your troops and the many nations with you will go up, advancing like a storm. You will be like a cloud covering the land.
Well, you're looking at here where, you know, all of Israel's been gathered around. All of Israel's been gathered around from all the different nations. They've come together. They've come together from, God's gathered them from all the different nations. So you're looking, he's talking about Israel. Israel's been gathered together from all the different nations. And all these, this hordes of hell, this crew that's coming against God's folks and coming against God, that they're coming against Israel in the context of this. But he's saying they're coming in like a storm. Think about the perfect storm. They're coming in like a storm, and it'll be like a cloud covering the land. So you think about that. It's like a cloud covering the land. You're looking like this is a major tragedy taking place. And you're looking, everything is set up at this moment. Everything's set up at this moment for this to happen. Why people are looking in for a Malaysian airline, or somebody's looking at the Ukraine, doing nothing, mind you, but just focusing our attention away from where our Secretary of State made a statement that appeared like he was threatening Israel for another potential, you don't want another intifada, do you, is what he said, as we heard about, and we had his own words being able to say that. But John, you want to pick it up from right there? So we're looking at it so far, right? When you say everything's set for this to take place.
After many days, you'll be called to arms. And in future years, you will invade a land that has recovered from war, whose people were gathered from many nations to the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They had been brought out of the nations, and now all of them will live in safety. You and all of your troops and the many nations with you will go up, advancing like a storm. You will be like a cloud covering the land. Verse 10, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. On that day, thoughts will come into your mind.
So understand, this is what he's saying is, God's, I mean, that's why you can't think logically. All of a sudden, a thought's going to come into their minds. Just like a lying spirit came down to Saul. That all of a sudden, God's going to fulfill his word, because God is showing himself mighty using the enemies of God. And so all of a sudden, you can't say and think you got things figured out with the devil. Understand, they don't know what they're doing. They're held captive to his will.
That's right.
All of a sudden, boom, then God will put a thought in their mind, and all of a sudden, and that's what he says, I'll put a thought in their mind. Okay.
This is what the Sovereign Lord says, on that day, thoughts will come into your mind, and you will devise an evil scheme. You will say, I will invade a land of unwalled villages. I will attack a peaceful and unsuspecting people, all of them, living without walls and without gates and bars. I will plunder and loot and turn my hand against the resettled ruins and the people gathered from the nations, rich in livestock and goods, living at the center of the land.
So you're looking at Israel now that they've gathered, they're blessed, they're fruitful, but yet they're vulnerable because the enemy's everywhere. I mean, this crawling, the enemy's all over the place. People, enemies of Israel are all over the place. And they're coming up with all these technologies to x-ray people, face identification, all these different techniques is how do we keep ourselves safe? And it's being birthed out of that, this whole reality that the enemy has been gathered against them. And so and the reason why Israel is actually getting these technologies and these inventions and the blessing is because it's of God, but yet not necessarily does everybody in Israel know.
Right.
And what he's saying is that I'm about to actually make this known to you why it's taking place. So we're going right into Ezekiel 38. We're just looking, hey, is this the fulfillment beginning to take place? Some of the four blood moons and all this stuff is taking place as we speak. And we're at this point, wouldn't you say, John?
Oh, yeah.
That it fulfills, it's happening. And so, and the purpose, the reason why somebody wants to rob you is because they want your stuff. They want your blessing. And in verse 13, Ezekiel 38:13, he goes on to say, he says, you're coming here for our gold. You're coming here to plunder us, to loot us, to be able to take all of our livestock, to take, you know, our blessing. And so let's pick it up at verse 14.
Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. In that day when my people Israel are living in safety, will you not take notice of it? Will you come from your place in the far north, you and many nations with you?
Okay, hold on a second. God's going to put this thought in their head. He's going like, hey, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered Israel and how blessed they are? Right? It's pretty much what's going on right here.
Yeah.
And he says, you're gonna come from the far north. What's far north of Israel? Russia. Gog. Think about it. And we've turned this whole thing over. I mean, just, this is the sad thing. And I mean, you think of all the things Jesus could have said to his disciples was that a farmer knows what's going on.
Right.
And you don't, my own people, you don't even know what. Did he say that? Yeah. He's like, a farmer knows when to plant and when to harvest, but you don't even have a clue what's happening here. But yet a centurion watching what was going on, he understood, he saw what was going on. And he said to Jesus said to him, he says, you got it. He said, I haven't seen anybody in all of Israel with such great faith. You've got this thing. So it is possible. Don't if the masses say they don't say anything, it doesn't mean nothing's not happening. It just means they don't say anything.
Right.
But farmer has to plant. He has to sow. He has to recognize the seasons. And we are called to recognize the season. We might not know the exact this or that, but understand, in 1948, Israel became a nation. And the word of God says, this generation will not pass until the Lord returns. And so, hello, we are getting close. This is some stuff going on quickly.
Oh, right.
And so here we are now when he talks about, you know, therefore, Son of Man prophesied to the, and say to Gog, you can say, therefore, Son of Man, prophesy and say to President Putin. Think about it. Yeah. Say to Russia. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. In that day when my people Israel are living in safety. I mean, think about how many Americans have said, I've heard Americans say, if I want to think I'll go to Israel, I'll be safer in Israel.
Hey.
And he goes, you know, will you not come from your place in the far north, Putin? With your friends in Syria, your friends in Iran, Persia, your friends in Gomer, maybe Turkey, your friends in the White House. I don't know. I mean, it's like, hey.
Hey.
I mean, even President Bush is painting pictures of Putin.
I know.
It is not time. It is not time right now to have your portrait of Putin.
Lord.
Is that right?
Help
I
us.
Looked in his eyes and I could tell. And that wasn't him that he said
yeah.
that? Dear Lord, help us. And so here we are. I mean, these things being fulfilled, right? So far, right? Mm-hmm. So far. And it's never been a day like this. And so let's go ahead and finish. He says in verse 15 again.
You will come from your place in the north, you and many nations with you, all of them riding on horses, a great horde, a mighty army. You will advance against my people Israel like a cloud that covers the land. In days to come, Gog, I will bring you against my land so that the nations may know me when I am proved holy through you before their eyes.
Well, think about this. So, first of all, you think about horses. Well, think about this. Even though there's still horses being used in that region, that everything that, I don't care if it's a vehicle, a sports car, whether it's a race car, whether it's a tractor, whether it's a tank. This is one thing they call it. They call it horse-powered.
Mm,
you know, right. 150 horsepower, 250 horsepower, 400 horsepower, because everything's compared to what? The horse. Mm-hmm. And so when you see an army coming in, it doesn't have to be unnecessarily on horseback, which could still be some horse. But you're looking at, you know, that these are it's horse-powered. We call it horse-powered.
A massive move.
Isn't that great? And it's like,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's like 400 horsepower. 400 horses coming against you. And they said they'll come in like a cloud. Understand, God is the facilitating this thing. No matter what people tell you, this is the word of God. He's saying, I'm facilitating this thing. And you see God, Russia? You know, you're looking at Putin, like, how could this man?
Mm.
And he's like, he's not. But God is allowing this to take place right here. And he says, so the nations may know, and that's us too, everybody on the face of this earth will know that he is the one. He is God. That Jesus Christ is the Lord, the Messiah. That God is the one that's protecting us.
Hmm.
That's what this is about. And who? I mean, how often are we guilty of when tragedy begins to happen? We just think, it's over. You know, it's over.
I'm trying to edit.
It's like, really? Is it over just because a little oil spilt on your shore? I mean, really? Come on.
Oh.
Anyway, so... Steve, let's pick it up at verse 17 right there.
This is what the Sovereign Lord says. You are the one I spoke of in former days by my servants, the prophets of Israel. At that time, they prophesied for years that I would bring you against them. This is what will happen in that day. When Gog attacks the land of Israel, my hot anger will be aroused.
This is exciting to me because you see so many people coming against God's folks and coming against God. You think, what day, Lord? What day will justice come? What day will you avenge your name? Mm. What day for these twisted, perverted, bipolar narratives be put to naught? You know, and we're looking like God's going right here.
Yeah,
right here. We're not talking about the end of the. We're not talking about the end day coming of the Lord. We're talking about God dealing and showing Himself.
And so many people are sheltered from true evil. There's so many sheltered from the demonic things that happen because they stay enclosed in their own world. They don't realize that there is evil in this land. There's evil that's happening that's horrible. And God says, listen, I'm going to deal with this.
And He's saying, so pick it up again in 18 there. So when you hear Gog, just say Russia, just so it fits in there, Steve.
This is what will happen in that day. When Russia attacks the land of Israel.
Oh, my goodness. Think about that. Okay.
My hot anger will be aroused, declares the Sovereign Lord. In my zeal and fiery wrath, I declare that at the time there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel.
So we're finding out that when this begins to happen, an earthquake is going to take place. Okay.
The fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the beasts of the field, every creature that moves along the ground, and all the people on the face of the earth will tremble at my presence.
And think about it. Even right now at Yellowstone Park when the bison are running out of Yellowstone because they know the earth is trembling. There's one thing about nature and animals. They know that, you know, earthquakes are taking place. So when you start seeing the running of the bison and all that, you know, this thing's about to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All the people on the face of the earth will tremble at my presence. The mountains will be overturned, the cliffs will crumble, and every wall will fall to the ground.
This is so important because he says, then all the people on the earth, think about it. All. Is this not exciting? This Jesus, this God, this Lord, this Spirit that we've been preaching. He said, they've been talking to you. They've been prophesying to you. They've been telling you. And he said, then everybody's going to know, all the ethnos, all the nations, all the people group, all this, they'll know that he's God. This is an exciting moment. This is a very exciting moment when you're understanding what's taking place. And he says, and it's not just for Israel, it's for all the nations. And then Simeon says, oh, isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
That is so exciting. Okay.
The mountains will be overturned, the cliffs will crumble, and every wall will fall to the ground. I will summon a sword against Gog, Russia, on all my mountains, declares the Sovereign Lord. Every man's sword will be against his brother. I will execute judgment on him with plague and bloodshed.
So we're looking at plagues coming. We're looking at bloodshed coming. We're looking at the earthquake so severe, the mountains are coming down.
Hmm.
Okay.
I will pour down torrents of rain, hailstones, and burning sulfur on him and on his troops and on the many nations with him.
Which looks like volcanic activity and the earthquake, and all of a sudden you're looking at magma coming into the air and coming down.
Mm-hmm. And so I will show my greatness and my holiness, and I will make myself known in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
This is awesome. I just want to pause right here for a moment. He's talking about, then I will show my greatness and my holiness, and I will make myself known in the sight of the many nations.
Mm. Wow.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at what's taking place right now, understand God, it looks like God's about to show himself mighty. And to me, it looks like a lot like the prophecy given at the Azusa Street Revival by William Seymour when he says the whole world will be experiencing this move, not just some local thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, then I'll show myself my greatness and my holiness, and all the nations will know, and they'll know that I am the Lord. And that's exciting to me. And you have to understand, we're looking so far, right? Everything is fulfilled. Yeah. At this point right now, we're looking that's what's going to come. But look at the four blood moons begin in disaster, but they end in deliverance. And so that sounds like disaster to me. It's like, you know, tragedy and coming in like a swarm of like a cloud of destruction, earthquakes and probably volcanic activity. Oh, my goodness. Pray for Israel. Pray for the salvation of the Jews. Pray for let history find you on the right side that I stood for Israel, that I did not stay silent anymore, that I stood up. By supporting VFN TV and the Data Radio program, you are standing for Israel. God and country in that order, and for Israel, we will not be silent anymore.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.